Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's continue with your calls right now ahead of Kurt Haskell. The lawyer who survived the underwear bomber, he's been following the trial. We've got new anthrax news proving it's an inside job from those attacks 10 years ago that were going on right at this time. Let's go ahead and go to Emmanuel in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I have some friends in Occupy Wall Street. They are trying to talk about a new invention called Bitcoin, and it has the potential to end the globalist regime on money. And they're trying to end it before it get any bigger. They're hacking all our exchanges. They're tearing everything up. And I just want to get to work there. Have you heard about Bitcoin? Have you researched it yet?
Yes, I've done some research on it. There's a lot of these digital currencies. But then isn't it, at the end of the day, cashed out in dollars?
We try to avoid that, but yes, it's cash out on exchanges. That's what's making the price go down. But really, what separates it apart from other private currencies, it's completely decentralized. It's like if you took the internet and turned it to money. The globalists can't touch this thing because it's directly in the hands of the people. So this is a big innovation, and it really can change the world if you look into it. But
hey, I'm totally into alternative currencies. And an awakening to that. That's why they raided the Liberty Dollar, was because it was exposing it. We've got a bunch of states moving in that direction. The globalists want to hold us hostage with the currencies they're debasing as a form of economic warfare.
Definitely. But what separates this one from the other currencies is it basically mimics gold in terms of scarcity. It takes scarcity of what we had in gold and silver and perfectly puts it on the internet in a safe cryptographic form. Like, nobody can break this cryptography, not yet at least, until we get some quantum computing in. But
I very interesting. You know, I should get an expert on about it and do a piece. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Lauren in Texas. Lauren, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, brother.
Welcome.
Man, I'm excited. I've been trying to get on the show for a while. It's really exciting seeing everything that's going on right now. I woke up on September 11th, 2001. I just graduated high school. I'd stayed up all that night before, and I was watching ABC when the news broke. And I immediately started recording on my VCR. And I filled up, you know, several VHS tapes full of, you know, live news. I was like, this is important. Well, I fell asleep around lunchtime, and I woke up just in time to watch Building 6 fall. So I saw all three buildings, you know, from the first moment to the end. And
you mean Building 7?
Building 7, I'm sorry. Yeah, Building 7 at 6 o'clock in the afternoon or 5 o'clock, whatever. But I immediately knew that there was something wrong with it because I knew that that was controlled demolition, and you know, I just didn't really have anything to go on, and I was new to all this. Well, I'd kind of, you know, wondered about it. I said, this looks like it was brought down by explosives. I mean, how would the terrorists get in the building to plant the explosives? Well, I talked about it for a while, and a friend of mine said, hey, man, you need to check this stuff out. If you're into all this, you know, check this guy out. So the first video I saw of yours was Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and it was like the tearing of the veil. I mean, you know, putting on the sunglasses or taking the red pill. You know, once you know the truth, you can never go back. So I've been living, you know, this way for, you know, going on 10 years now, 9 years at least. And, you know, I'm a very spiritual person. I'm a very passionate person, very creative. I love my friends. I love my family. I love life. And, if I was 24, 22 years old, I would be at the Dallas Fed right now. You know, I didn't have anything to go on. I'm just like, you know, I'm going vicariously through the kids out there. So I guess what I'm calling about is a message of solidarity, you know, that we all need to stick in this together. It's not left, right. It's nothing.
Exactly. The system wants us to infight with each other, but we do have to educate these young people. We'll be right back, but I love the analogy you used there. Red pill, veil, sunglasses.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to go to Tony, Jordan, John, Cameron, Steve, everybody that's holding, I promise, and more. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Now, for one segment, we're joined by Kurt Haskell, who is the lawyer with his wife, who was also a lawyer that survived the underwear bombing attack almost 2 years ago on Christmas Day, and that witnessed the feds basically getting him on the aircraft before anybody talked about this. And then later in congressional testimony, the Undersecretary of State admitted that it was true. And, boy, you could have heard a pin drop whenever that came up, that unnamed agency told them to help, you know, get him the visa and get him on the aircraft, basically. Now, since then, Haskell at the time didn't know if it was an inside job. Now he's saying clearly it was. He's talked to the lawyers involved, the standby lawyers and others, and, you know, they think this is entrapment and a setup, and the guy's clearly being threatened or out of his mind. All of that's been covered. I want to get Kurt Haskell on now to give us the latest, because now the trial's going. It's being used as propaganda for the groping of our children and the microwave oven machines at the airports. I want to get his take on that and then ask Kurt Haskell a question I don't think he's been asked in context. Going to, if somebody's committed crimes before, then, you know, that goes in an investigation towards their credibility or lack of it. The federal government's been caught lying over and over again, staging all sorts of criminal operations. And now we know, it's admitted, not just letting guns be shipped to Mexico, not just doing that, but actually shipping them to Mexico to Sinaloa, major cartel, and then allowing drugs to be shipped back in. That's in the El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune. It's in the federal filings, but it's not getting national TV attention. The attorney general has been caught perjuring himself. This is the same Justice Department up to their eyeballs in the underwear bombing situation, where it's come out in congressional testimony. The feds helped this guy. Now, Amarillo Lockie, they say, was his handler. The guy meeting secretly at the Pentagon, the guy running the Fort Hood shooter, the Times Square bomber, the shoe bomber. He's just a cutout they use. We pointed this out, so now they've, quote, killed him, if you believe that. That's the fifth time they say they've killed him. They never retract the last time they kill him. There is no credibility. So I want to ask Kurt Haskell out of the gates here. Sir, what is, before we get into the latest developments, as a lawyer watching this, what is it like to see the same Justice Department that's clearly covering up in this kangaroo trial right now? I know you have some key stuff that the jury was asked and jury selection coming up. How does, in your mindset, Fast and Furious play into this, or have you added that into your equation?
I don't think it's going to have any effect on the trial. I'd really be surprised if it comes up at all. You know, in my mind, I see some parallels there. You have, you know, a plot here by, I don't know that much about Fast and Furious. I know some that the government was providing weapons to Mexican drugs.
Yeah, it's basically Iran-Contra, and they're just claiming it's a gun sting. It wasn't just letting the guns be sold. It's delivering them. Certain cartels can bring the drugs in. My point is it just goes to what criminals this Justice Department is.
Yeah, it would appear that way, and there's some contrast, you know, between the two cases, doing some illegal acts with the thought that it will restrict constitutional rights of Americans. It appears that way to me anyway, the underwear bombing, restricting rights at the airports in regards to the Fourth Amendment, illegal search and seizures, and the Gunrunner case trying to restrict you know, rights to possess weapons. So,
well, see, there you are, cutting right to the chase and simplifying it. In the underwear bombing, it was used for a police state rollout and confirmed. In the Fast and Furious, it was used to call for a rebanning of semi-automatic rifles and a bunch of more harassment of gun purchasers. There you go. Same modus operandi of a false flag. Fast and Furious, a false flag. Underwear bomber, a false flag. Kurt, I'm giving you the floor for the next 8 minutes before we go to break. Tell us the incredible things you're witnessing in this trial.
Right. Well, I went to court last week, October the 4th. Jury selection began that day, and I wanted to go watch, you know, to see how things went, because I've seen all these hearings I go to, the press doesn't accurately report what I see. You know, the ones I go to, I come home and I read the reports on what happened at the hearing, and what comes out are things that are totally different than what I'm seeing in court. So I figured out the only way for me to really find out what's going on is go down there and watch. So I went down there last Tuesday. I watched for 4 hours, and for your listeners that don't know, jury selection involves first, you bring one juror in at a time. First, the judge gets to ask them whatever questions they want, then the prosecution, and then the defense. And the goal is to try and get non-biased jurors that don't have a strong opinion on the case or know that much about it. So that's the goal. And what I was witnessing was a lot of the questions from Judge Edmonds or Anthony Chambers, that's Umar Farouk Abdul Mutalab's standby attorney, were really similar to each juror. I watched 18 jurors get questions, and two questions kept being repeated again and again, not by the prosecution, though. And there are variations of these two questions. Do you think, after listening to all the evidence and seeing all the testimony, you'll be able to determine whether Umar actually possessed a bomb or an explosive device? That was one of the questions that was repeated over and over. And the second one was, do you realize that sometimes the media doesn't always tell the truth? And of course, you know, with what I've been saying that's been going on in this case all along, Again, that was just more confirmation to me, as if I need any more. I don't think I really do, but that, you know, what I've been saying all along has been true. Now,
well, some folks aren't a lawyer, though, so explain why a trained legal mind would see those questions as so damning.
Well, with the first question about the bomb, you can see not only Anthony Chambers, but also Judge Edmonds questioning whether the jurors can tell if the bomb was really a bomb or was a fake bomb, is what they're getting at, whether it was concocted to not explode and blow up a plane, but just merely to have some sort of minor incident. So you can see that's what the questioning was. You know, will you be able to tell if he really had a bomb, or did he really have an explosive device? And of course, anyone, you know, just tuning into this, my theory on the case is that the U.S. government, via undercover intelligence officers, provided Umar with a fake bomb and put him on the plane intentionally to stage a fake terrorist attack. So that directly ties into what I've been saying on the case. And then number two, you realize sometimes the media doesn't always tell the truth. So, you know, it was really hard to find jurors that hadn't heard something about this case. You know, almost everybody, especially here in Michigan, knows something about it. So, again, directly pointing to the media not telling the truth in this case, and obviously the media's opinion on this case is that Umar is some lunatic Al-Qaeda nut with a bomb that tried to take our plane down, and that, you know, the U.S. government was not involved in it at all. So you can see the questions there for, you know, for the jury on that question, and trying to see if the jury is biased into just that they've already made up their opinion that the media story is the true story, which obviously Judge Edmonds and Anthony Chambers both know is not the true story. Now, also at the hearing, it was somewhat interesting to me that Umar made some outbursts in court. He acted a little strange, which I hadn't seen before. I've been to, I don't know, four or five other hearings before this, and he made some statements like the U.S. is a cancer, you know, we need to wipe out the U.S. or something like that, and statements about Anwar al-Awlaki still being alive. Now, after the hearing, I talked to an AP reporter. His name is Ed White, and this is what I said to Ed. I said, you know, I saw Umar before he boarded the plane. I saw him on the plane when he lit his fake bomb, and I've seen him in several hearings now. He's always very quiet, you know, hardly ever says anything, and this is really out of character for him. And what Ed White reported in his article, which is in print all over the place, from the AP, Associated Press, AP. He left out two details. He left out that I said it was a fake bomb, and he left out that I said that I saw Umar before he boarded. So I was kind of irritated with Ed White over that because, again, we see the mainstream media covering up for the government here, and not again.
Oh, I'm sure the AP reporter dispatched by the Associated Press to cover this is very non-biased, Kurt. I mean, come on. They're gonna make sure the truth comes out. You know, it's admitted the government helped get him on the plane. Why would the AP want to question the government about that? That's not an interesting point. Let's move on here, Kurt.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was pretty irritated. Once again, you know, if the media even talks to me at all, and most of the time they don't even talk to me, or they talk to me and they don't print anything about it, but now they're talking to me and twisting my words around. So to me, that's even worse than ignoring me, trying to, you know, recharacterize what I'm saying here. So it's pretty irritated about that. But the hearing ended with Judge Edmonds saying, well, we're going to finish this up Thursday at 1:30.
Kurt, I tell you, stay there and do one more segment, and I promise, folks, I'm going to get to all the news I haven't covered, and then your phone calls, those that are holding. And we probably end up having to get Kurt back on the nightly news tonight because this is so important. We're running out of time here today, and I've got to get to this other news. But, Kurt, stay there. I want to come back and also give your website out for people. Our websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not freedomtelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With freedomtelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is freedomtelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
With economic news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special self-reliance report. Studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in the headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others to help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down under pressure. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. That's why I'm excited to announce we've published a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com. Take swift and decisive action by getting your copy today at readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com.
What you're about to hear is the real experience of women over 40 who finally lost weight, even around the stubborn belly area. How? By becoming hormonally balanced again. Their secret is the Amberen Slim After 40 program. Amberen is a revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. You see, the leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Unless you balance your hormones, losing weight may be impossible. But the Amberen Slim After 40 program changes all of that. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally. Plus, it dramatically boosts your cell metabolism, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-894-8776. That's 1-800-894-8776. 1-800-894-8776.
All right, Kurt Haskell's our guest. We're getting up to the last day of when they had some court hearings. You know, when you watch mainstream TV, none of this ever comes up. That, hey, it's admitted the U.S. government got him on the plane, and then the guy that witnessed all this and told the world before the Undersecretary of State had to admit it, you go tell the AP this again. It has come out in the Detroit Free Press and a few other papers. And you'd think that real media would want to know about that. You know, and then the big mystery of why doesn't Mutalib want this brought up? Why does he want to say that, you know, he's been set up or that he's working with the U.S. government, the criminals that run it? And I want to ask you that question. I mean, I know you've talked to a standby lawyer and others. Is he completely crazy? Does he think he's a secret agent? We know they've done that before. Are they threatening his family? Is it like McVeigh? I mean, who knows? But getting back to the last point you were going to make about that, the trial.
Yeah. So the hearing finished with Judge Edmonds saying we'll pick our final jury Thursday at 1:30, Thursday, you know, of last week. And we took a break, and I had to go back to my office. And I asked Anthony Chambers' assistant attorney, I said, look, you know, I haven't heard from your office in quite a while. Do you expect that I'll be called as a witness in this case? And he said, as of now, that has not been determined. And I said, okay. And then I said, well, I'll see you on Thursday. And I plan to come back Thursday to watch the final jury getting picked. Now, on Thursday, I had a trial in one of my own cases here at the firm that lasted till 1 o'clock, and then I was going to go over and watch the final jury get picked. As I was leaving my trial, I got a text from my brother saying, I hear you're going to be testifying in the underwear bomber case. And I had no idea where that was coming from because I hadn't even heard that myself. So I called him, and what he said was, I just heard here on the radio in Florida that you're going to be testifying in the underwear bomber case. He said, you know, Anthony Chambers said in court this morning that you'll be testifying. I said, really? Well, I'm going to try and find that out. I'm heading over there right now to watch final jury selection. So I started walking over to there. It was about four blocks away from the courthouse that I was at. And I ran into one of his office workers on the sidewalk. And I said, so what's this about me testifying? Something happened in court today. And he said, yeah. Umar said you were going to testify for him. And I was kind of shocked because my brother said it was Chambers. Remember, Umar is representing himself, so he has final say. So apparently, what he said was you need to talk to Anthony Chambers about it for more detail. He's right there across the street. So I walked over to talk to him, and Anthony Chambers said, Judge Edmonds this morning asked Umar to provide a witness list, and Umar said, well, I don't have one ready. And then Judge Edmonds asked him, who do you intend to call? And he said, well, my only witness is going to be Attorney Haskell. So,
all right, let me just stop you right here because I'm going to be honest. Saturday in Houston, listeners came over who were at the In the Fed and said, you better get Haskell on. He's got some powerful info. And I said, you know, and the guy mentioned your blog and things. And then I just searched your name when I got home last night and saw the stuff about the questioning of the jurors. I thought that was the news because I'm busy like you are. I didn't know this. I've got to beg you back on the nightly news tonight. I wasn't even sure we needed you for both because now we're out of time and we've got to break this here. I mean, this is big news. I had no idea. The underwear bomber who... I mean, obviously, he knows it's come out that you really witnessed what happened. I mean, whoa, this is in a twilight zone. We've got to come back if you got the time. This has reached twilight zone level, Kurt. What is going on here? I didn't know this is my point.
I don't really know a whole lot yet. Like I said, I only talked to Anthony Chambers for a couple minutes on the sidewalk, and we agreed that I would meet with him in his office soon. Now, remember, the prosecution gets to put on their case first, and they've indicated they're going to take about a month. So I probably won't be on the stand until early November. So, you know, there's still going to be some time there. But honestly, I'm absolutely stunned. I really did not think I would be called as a witness in this case with him representing himself. Now, I thought for sure I would be if Anthony Chambers took over the case. But he hasn't. He's still standby. So I'm absolutely stunned that the underwear bomber himself plans to call me not only as a witness, his only witness. So how ironic is this that someone that tried to blow up a plane with me on it, admittedly with a fake bomb, his life is now in my hands only. How ironic is that?
Incredible. Kurt, stay there. Just to finish up with this, and we'll have you back tonight. I mean, I knew you had a lot of breaking news, but this is insane. This underwear thing's like Fast and Furious. It could bring down the Justice Department. This is incredible, incredible. I should have been plugging this all day.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Watch the government become a god.
Watch him become a god.
Watch heads a roll.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Roll. That's Dave Mustaine, Megadeth. That's the one heavy metal band that if I listen to it, will actually play back in my head afterwards later. I mean, I can actually hear it. You can imagine a song you like or something, classical or whatever, but you can't actually like play it back, but Megadeth I can. I need to ask Dave why he thinks it has that effect on me. Very strange. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with Kurt Haskell. We're going to have him on tonight so I can, I mean, something like this I should have built up. I should have known. I just had a listener come up and say, hey, he's got really big stuff. Check his blog. It's huge. What's happening with who's going to testify? You got to check it. I'm like, great, I will. Then I tell him last night when we're up for doing the Sunday show, I said, get Haskell. And then I kind of checked the blog. I didn't even notice that somehow. I mean, this is huge. The fact that he's saying he doesn't want a lawyer. He's got a standby lawyer sitting there. he's the media saying he's going to go along with it and say he did it. And now, I guess they didn't get his meds right or whatever's going on. He has an outburst and says, Kurt Haskell. Whoa, ladies and gentlemen, the guy that saw them get him on the plane. Kurt, you're a trained lawyer, a smart guy. You called this from the beginning. Now it's all unfolding. This is like something out of a movie. I pray they don't pressure him or whatever, or show him pictures of his mama or whatever, until he refuses to, you know, have you. But, you know, the fact that he said you're on the list, is there something in legal precedent where if you are a honest witness that somehow you can force your way in as a witness?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, I mean, let's say if he withdraws you later, I guess there's no way. I'm just rambling. This is insane.
It's up to Umar. He can change his mind and not call me. But as of now, he intends to call me again, not only as a witness, but his only witness. So how strange is that, Alex, that the underwear bomber who I've never talked to, never met, who tried to kill me, wants me to testify, yet the prosecution not only doesn't want me to testify, has never even tried to contact me or talk to me ever. When I have firsthand eyewitness account of the definite accomplice to the underwear bomber that should be a person on the FBI's 10 most wanted.
Sir, and the AP isn't even quoting you correctly and out of context. You should do a formal grievance with this and force them to retract, because they took what you said out of context. You're there going, hey, I survived the bombing. They got him on the plane. It's admitted. And then they use your credibility to twist and push their official story. When you are the guy, this should be national news, but it's not. You are the only witness he's planning on calling. I was watching a Fox News piece on this morning. Nothing about you, Kurt. I mean, everyone should be obsessed nationwide over the number one trial right now. And who is the underwear bomber going to call? It's you. I know a lot of stuff ran through your mind. What do you, I mean, what could be going on here?
I honestly don't know. I hate to speculate because, you know, if I speculate now about it, I could be grilled about it on the stand. So I don't really want to speculate about why I'm being called. You know, obviously the prosecution's going to go all out to try and paint me as some kind of crazy nut. So I got to really watch what I say. So I don't really want to speculate on why he's calling me, at least right now. But I want to say something back about the AP. Now, I talked to the AP again after the announcement Thursday that I'd be testifying. I got back to my office, and I had a call again from Ed White. And here's me stupidly talking to the AP again. I said, Ed, you misquoted me twice in your article from Tuesday. I said, I'm only going to talk to you on one condition, that you accurately report what I say, every word, and don't cut or paste or twist my words around. So I talked to him again, and here's what he reports in his Thursday article, that I'm going to tell the court some wild story that I have about this. So as of Thursday, I'm done talking with the mainstream media, with a couple exceptions of the couple of reporters that have you know, I think have been fair to reporting this article, which are very, very few reporters. So, you know, if you're not seeing me in the mainstream media for a while, it's my choice. I'm only talking to a couple of them. One will be Fox TV, though. I think they've been more than fair to me. So,
is that Fox Local?
Fox Local, yeah.
I was about to say, usually live local can be a lot more trusted. When you start at this level, having AP reporters come out of the woodwork, you can bet they've been hand-vetted and sent in there, and I think you're experiencing that. But you could use this. You can demand AP actually get it right. I mean, instead of quoting what you told him, he just construed it down into wild stories, which prejudices everything he says. I mean, that is outrageous.
It is outrageous. It's outrageous to the extent the media is going to cover up this story. This should be a bombshell front-page story everywhere across the United States, and they're doing their best to hide it, not cover it at all, and paint me as a nut. Well, you know what? You're not going to be able to paint me as a nut. So good luck trying. I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to expose everything that there is in this case. You know, whether the media reports on it or not, it's going to be on the record. And, you know, people may be shocked that the underwear bomber actually gets a verdict of not guilty instead of guilty. But you know what? The man, even if the man tried to kill me, he deserves a fair trial. He doesn't deserve to go to life in prison because, you know, the evidence not being presented fairly in the case.
Well, the issue is he was gotten on the airplane. Those are all accomplices or potential accomplices. The cover-up is proof that they are the accomplices. I mean, we have the Undersecretary of State in sworn congressional testimony saying an unnamed agency told him to help the underwear bomber. I mean, that is absolute proof right there that there needs to be a serious public discourse about this. And then you add the absconding, all this cover-up going on. I mean, that is definite evidence. And I know you don't like to speculate, but this could be like Fast and Furious. This could bring them down. Go ahead.
It could actually be bigger, Alex, if you start pulling at the string of the ball of yarn, because, you know, you start looking at these things one step at a time. Okay, well, we have a so-called terrorist. Okay, well, now we have an admission that he was put on the plane intentionally. Okay. Now we have evidence that he had a fake bomb, which is going to come out in testimony, the experts that are going to testify. Okay, so where did he get his fake bomb? Well, obviously it was given to him by, you know, an undercover agent of the U.S. government. Okay, so now we have that. We also have admissions that Anwar al-Awlaki was involved in this plot. Well, how is he involved if it's a fake plot by undercover U.S. intelligence officers? Okay, I guess he's also undercover U.S. intelligence officer. If we have that, then, you know, is bin Laden also an undercover U.S. intelligence officer? You can see where this is going, Alex. You just keep pulling the string, and pretty soon everything unravels. That's how big of a story this could be. Huge. Huge.
Well, absolutely. I've been out of the loop because I've been driving around, you know, Texas protesting the Fed, and a listener said, hey, Haskell's got some big stuff. You better get him on. And then I'm like an ignorant buffoon talking about Fast and Furious with you. And you go, oh, by the way, one more thing. And Kurt Nimmo just came in here and said, no, it's in the local paper this morning. So I guess this is national news that you're the only witness that he's saying he's going to call. And you'd think every media station out there would want to put you on live. But you notice they're not doing that because they want to just have the AP call up and twist everything you've said. Man, this is I'm going to tell you something, Kurt. I'm going to be honest. I'm not trying to scare you. I know you say all they can do is kill you. And I got the same position here in my life. Once you know this evil's going on, you instinctively, spiritually, whatever you want to call it, know it's got to be face down, especially when it happens to you individually. But I got a chill when you announced that. And I was like a deer in the headlights here for your safety and for Mutalib, because whatever they're pressuring him with, and I don't like to speculate, but I've got a pretty, I know you've, seems like you're smarter than I am in some way, so I wish you would speculate, because, I mean, I'm trying to put my finger on this, but whatever pressure they've got on him isn't working, whoever their family, or he's figuring out he's been set up, because they do that a lot with these type people, because I've seen so many of these in history, not just in our country, but other countries. We know there's a playbook, and so I would follow playbooks of past patsies, McVeigh, Lee Harvey Oswald, folks like that. You start getting a really Sirhan, a really clear image of how they're going to pull this and how they profiled him and what they've done. But you two guys, I'm going to tell you right now, Kurt, I'm not trying to scare you and your wife. You know this. You need everybody's prayers right now. And you also, you're not suicidal, correct, Kurt?
No, Alex, I'm not suicidal.
You would never commit suicide?
No, never.
Okay, and I'm sorry to even raise this, but I mean, I really feel the danger level here.
No, I understand. I understand where you're coming from, especially with the case of the DC madam and some of these other cases. So I know where you're coming from.
Well, you know what though, you're so public now that it's just wow. Wow.
The question is, How is the prosecution plan on handling this? Obviously, I present a huge problem to them. So, you know, I think that's a legitimate question I have.
Well, take the anthrax attack. They tried to frame three patsies. Didn't work. So the fourth guy they grabbed, they took to a government psychiatric facility. He ODs on prescription Tylenol while he's in straitjacket. And now it's come out that he was completely innocent, and world authorities are coming out saying it's totally fake. So, I mean, that's what I'm talking about with the feds, man. They are, they do these botched things, like launching the anthrax attack, First World Trade Center attack, all of it, and then they go to any end to get their patsy nailed. But now you've got Fast and Furious. It just, the difference is 10 years ago they still had some credibility. They have no credibility with people, Kurt.
Well, no credibility with people that are paying attention.
Yeah,
a great deal of the population of the United States doesn't pay any attention. So, you know, they still have some credibility with those that just put their head in the sand.
God almighty. Folks, I don't know if Kurt even wants me to do this, but Kurt, would you be happy for folks out there to pray for you?
Oh, sure, Alex.
Well, I found it really, it does good. And also write about you. Give us your blog, because I think the safest thing here is to get you as much attention as possible. Give your blog out for folks.
Sure. HaskellFamily.blogspot.com.
All right, Kurt. I know I've been basically just dumbfounded here by this announcement on air that everybody else seemed to know. Anything else you'd like to add before you join us tonight and kind of recap this on the nightly news?
Just one last thing. You know, I found something else out over the weekend that the prosecutor's office that is handling this case, the last terrorism case that they handled, Cutrini was the guy's last name, was overturned on appeal because the prosecutor's office hid evidence from the defense during the trial. And I've seen two pretrial hearings already where the prosecutors have attempted to not turn over evidence to the defense in this case. So I just thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if they've got a lone nut pop doing this with a firecracker in his pants, why not just go with that? All of this covering up and twisting, I mean, that's, and there's so much of it. I forget in Latin where covering up something is called the highest form of proof. In some cases, it's even higher than eyewitness. What is that Latin term? Do you remember that, Kurt?
No, I don't.
Somebody will email it to me. All right, well, we'll talk to you tonight, sir. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
No problem, Alex.
Wow, I am just, man, I tell you, this is crazy. And I'm glad Kurt Haskell trusts us enough to come on this show when he's not talking to the rest of the media. Yeah, here it is, Chicago Tribune. Lawyer may testify for defense in terror case. You know, more and more I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. I'm going to be honest. More and more stuff's just getting so weird. And all the people I'm talking to and that you're listening to, I mean, when does it end? I want the government to not be terrorist. I want... Hey, Kurt, come on in, buddy. I'm sorry. I know I asked you to come up here and you put a speakerphone in here. What's going on, Commander? Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it going on that article about head of Federal Reserve Security? Okay. My computer must cache forever. I knew it'd be up. I just keep hitting refresh, refresh, refresh. I think that's a really big article. I've got all this news I want to cover, and I'm so exhausted, I don't even want to cover it. Oh, there it is. Head of security at San Antonio Fed admits institution is private. Head of security at San Antonio Fed admits institution is private. Wow, that is a big deal, because when that cop was standing next to him and the guy admitted that it was private, the cop was like, what? All these years, the cops are told that we're crazy because we said that. There's no end to this. It's all a false reality, man.
Yeah, the only thing is I couldn't find his name, so we don't know what his name is. It's not in the video.
All right. Well, I thought he said you got to talk to Captain.
Captain didn't say his name because I don't think he knew that. San Antonio cop didn't know the guy's name.
No, I looked it up. I think his name's on there.
Okay. I'll try.
It doesn't matter. Why don't you just call down there? Oh, it's a holiday.
I got voicemail.
It's a holiday. Call tomorrow. It doesn't matter.
There's the sign at the Dallas Fed. It says private property.
It says Captain Nemo. That's the first comment. Everybody knows they are private. Well, that's original. We'll call you Captain Nemo. So as Fed admits the truth, hell of a long story for the news that does nothing to change the situation. Yeah, it's your fault that we're here working hard and exposing this. Just because this guy already knows it means everybody else does. People think by osmosis. Like all the time some news breaks and I get emails going, you piece of filth, you didn't report this. And I'm like, well, thank you for letting me know.
Most people, it's not even on their
radar. Pick the mic up.
It's not even on their radar screen for most people, you know. They don't know it. But yeah, these are the kind of comments we get. That's okay.
Well, Kurt, you deserve it. I mean, you're a bad person.
I am. I'm terrible.
I mean, it's all your fault.
But there's the proof right there. There's a photo of this private the property right there. Bingo.
Oh, it's nothing. I bet that guy's a paid shill. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, we could have the Virgin Mary sit down in front of him and make him a pasta dinner, and they wouldn't, you know, care. We could have space aliens land in this guy's backyard. He wouldn't care. Head of security at San Antonio Fed admits institution is private. Amazing. And we got a call up, Dave, and get him to change the headline, because I was wrong when I said that guy was a cop. A cop's there, but that's the head of their security. Thank you, Kurt. I appreciate you coming in here. Good job on that. All right, we'll come back and take some calls. I got a bunch of news I got to get to, too, on Obama. Maybe I'll go into overdrive, but I am so exhausted, man. They just beat me to death going to those protests this weekend. I'm sure going to UFC wouldn't.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
All right, this is a big, big deal, and I cannot do justice to this in the time we have left today. But Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, again this weekend, New York Post, just you name it, are all, including Rahm Emanuel, are saying, yeah, Obama may not be able to be reelected. Basically, they're all saying it's his fault. This is a teleprompter reading, CIA-manufactured nobody. Just like George W. Bush was a nobody. Bill Clinton was a nobody. These are nobodies. These are front men. Shields, the New World Order picks up, and they take all the blame. They throw the shield down. That's why I'm going after the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve wants to make you go after Wall Street. That's a totally different animal than the Federal Reserve. Wall Street's just American publicly traded companies. That's like you're trying to kill one person in Dallas, so you nuke the whole city. No, I want to go directly to the problem. And as much as I hate Obama and Bush, I mean, they're all unsavory, sellout, fake pieces of trash. I mean, I hate these teleprompter readers on the news, but they're not my enemy. They're just a rancid little sellout person. I actually feel sorry for them. They never experienced truth. They never experienced honor. All they've experienced is a bunch of knuckle-dragon, ladder-climbing, sellout behavior. Thank God we're not with those timid, pathetic vassals. That's why it makes me so mad when Fox News and the media, they've done it repeatedly now, say, Alex Jones wants to come to work with us, but we don't want him. See, they need you to think they're special and got something you want. I don't want to drink a bucket of rotten vomit. That's what Fox News is. That's like some... Oh, it makes me want to throw up. Makes me want to throw up. And they're there nailing Obama right now because they want you to think he did all this. The Federal Reserve, the globalists, David Rockefeller, Queen Beatrix, Lord Rothschild, they did it. They're the ones that did it. You got all this big banker-funded attack on the free market. The big bankers don't want a free market. And so everybody's like, woo, I hear all these neocons on radio. Woo, we're beating Obama. Woo, boy, we're really getting him. You're like kids beating a pinata, thinking you're really beating up a Tyrannosaurus Rex or whatever it is. I was driving by one day and saw kids look like a Frankenstein pinata. They're all beating it. You know, little kid, I'm beating them. Ooh, I'm beating the real monster. No, you're not. I don't want to play games with some teleprompter reading nobody. Now, when he was built up at first as a symbol to sell evil, I said, he's a puppet. We got to pull him down. But it doesn't mean now we all get into, whoo, we had a victory. Whoo, Obama's going down. How about the crooks at the Justice Department who are there no matter who's in office? How about all those crooks that ship drugs in here? How about they get in trouble? How about the Federal Reserve banks that launder the money? How about they get in trouble? That's cold-blooded, make drugs illegal. So you get higher profits and then have long prison sentences for the low-level drug dealers that bought drugs from you. And then they get out of the prison with a 4 to 10 year degree in crime to go run scams on me and my family. And then the drug dealers that run the country try to pass legislation to take my guns so I can't protect myself from the zombie drug head criminals you created through your social engineering the same way you brought down China with opium. I mean, I studied history. I got your number. I got it. You understand? I got it. I see you. I see you. And I'm going to get as many people as I can to see you. I know people won't be mad at me. I wanted to hear from you. I tried to take a lot of calls today. I did okay. I'm not going to do 5 minutes overdrive. I'm too exhausted. And the only reason I'm telling you I'm exhausted is because I'm not, you know, I'm kind of leaning on the rails here. I'll be back with the news tonight, 7 o'clock, and I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. God bless you all. PrisonPlanet.tv tonight, 7 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.